You're listening to the Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 399, covering week 5, January 27th to February 2nd, 2025. The Hangover 10.0 toolkit is out. It allows running 32-bit Windows applications built for x86, i386, and ARM32 architectures in ARM64, AR64-based environments. An implementation of the Hangover for the RISC-V architecture is currently under development. The project's code is distributed on the LGPL 2.1 license. Hangover significantly outperforms configuration in which Wine is launched entirely in emulation mode, since when using Hangover, the emulator is used only to execute the application code itself, and all system calls, libraries, and Wine components are executed outside the emulator in the native execution for the current platform, as Hangover breaks the emulation chain at the level of calls to Win32 and Wine. The emulation layer can use Kemu, FEX, and Box64 emulators, depending on the user's preferences. Work has begun on supporting the Blink emulator. The Orbitiny desktop environment is presented, written from scratch using the Qt framework. The project is presented as an attempt to combine some innovative ideas on the desktop that have not been seen in user environments before with traditional elements such as the panel, menus, and placement of icons. The project is being developed with an eye to ensuring portability between different Linux distributions and the possibility of using it in live environments. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under a GPL license. The panel supports functionality expansion through plugins, drag and drop mode manipulations, and saving different profiles that define their own set of applets and settings. 18 plugins are currently provided, like an applet with the implementation of a start menu for navigating through installed applications. Screen gestures can be used to call up various actions and operations in Orbitiny. These are entered by drawing a certain outline on an empty area of the desktop while holding down the mouse button. Up to 12 screen gestures can be defined for each mouse button. In addition to the desktop and taskbar, the project develops its own set of utilities and applications, such as a file manager, notification output system, file search interface, and a program for creating screenshots. The desktop can be launched in any existing user environment, including KDE and GNOME. Orbitiny displays its own full-screen window with the desktop, overlapping the existing desktop. The Hyperland 0.47 composite server is presented using the Wayland protocol. The project is focused on the mosaic layout of Windows, but also supports the classic arbitrary placement of Windows, grouping of Windows in the form of tabs, pseudo-mosaic code, and full-screen windows. The possibilities for creating visually attractive interfaces are provided, plugins can be connected to expand the functionality, and socket-based IPC is provided for external control. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under a BSD license. Google announced the open sourcing of the Pebble OS operating system used in the Pebble smartwatch. The code is written in C and is open under the Apache 2.0 license. The system is based on the free RTOS kernel and the new system library. The platform is designed for use on ARM Cortex-M microcontrollers. The platform supports installation of additional programs on the watch distributed through the online catalog. More than 10,000 third-party applications have been developed for the watch, offering functions from viewing news feeds and displaying random information on the screen, for example stock quotes, to navigation, remote control of the smartphone, camera, fitness trackers, and simple games. The Pebble OS code is published as is and includes a fresh snapshot of the repository with the proprietary spying components removed. The open source code covers all the core features of the smartwatch, including the user interface, the GUI library, the notification system, the framework for installing third-party programs, the JerryScript JavaScript engine, basic applications such as a fitness tracker, and the media playback control interface. The published code base has been stripped of system fonts, Bluetooth stack, STM library, voice codec, ARM CMSIS, and heart rate monitoring driver. Pebble is no longer to be considered a Google project. At the same time, the founder of Pebble announced the revival of the project and the intention to release a new model of watches. He decided to revive the former undertaking. The next model will have approximately the same parameters and capabilities as the already released Pebble watches, but will differ in the implementation of some new ideas. It took them 22 years, but the Privoxy 4.0.0 proxy server was released. With Privoxy, you cut out the ads, discard tracking cookies, delete pop-up dialogues, block the loading of third-party JavaScript code, and make arbitrary changes to web pages as required by the user. Privoxy supports installation both on local systems of individual users and on servers to create a centralized content filtering infrastructure in a local network. The project code is written in C and is distributed on the GPL v2 Plus license. Privoxy can be used to block ads and unwanted content on devices where it is impossible to install the appropriate browser add-ons. The Linux kernel has now reached 40 million lines of source code. Of the 40 million lines, 24 million are driver code, and 4.4 million are specific to various hardware architectures. Approximately 500,000 lines are used to support the x86 architecture. Since July 2024, the kernel size has increased by 5 million lines. The 30 million line mark was passed in the summer of 22, 20 million lines in the fall of 2015, and 10 million lines in the fall of 2008. For comparison, the 0.0.1 kernel release included only 10,000 lines of code, and 1.0.0 included 176,000 lines. Pigeon Instant Messenger 2.14.14 has been released, supporting networks such as XMPP, Bonjour, GaduGadu, IRC, and Novell GroupWise. The Pigeon graphical interface is written using the GTK library and supports tabs, a single address book, and the ability to work on different networks simultaneously. Plugins can be used to expand functionality and add support for new protocols. The new version provides support for building in GCC 14 and 15, resolves the issue with pop-up warnings about certificates when using the NSS library, and improves support for Fedora 40 and Debian 13. They also added support for labels displaying text in italics and messages received via IRC, as well as implemented the ability to execute arbitrary commands during the build to certify executable files with a digital signature. KOS 2025.01 is out, a rolling release distribution aimed at providing a desktop based on the latest KDE releases and applications using Qt. Specific design features include the placement of a vertical panel on the right side of the screen. The distribution is being developed with an eye on Arch Linux, but maintains its own independent repository with over 1,500 packages and offers a number of its own graphical utilities. XFS is the default file system. Builds are published for the x86-64 systems. The Ubuntu project will start using Matrix on March 1st as the official developer communication platform. The IRC channels have been deprecated. Official communication, such as real-time requests to privileged Ubuntu development teams, will now only take place via Matrix. Canonical employees involved in Ubuntu development will be required to be present on this platform during their working hours. OpenSense 25.1 is here. It separated from the pfSense project in 2015 with the goal of developing a completely open distribution with functionality at the level of commercial solutions for deploying firewalls and network gateways. The project is not controlled by a single company, but developed with the direct participation of the community and having a completely transparent development process, and provides the ability to use any of its code in third-party products, including commercial ones. The source code of the distribution components, as well as the tools used for build, are distributed under the BSD license. The builds are prepared as a live CD and a system image for recording on flash drives. The distribution is based on the free BSD code. The distribution can be used to create fault-tolerant configurations based on the CARP protocol and allowing a backup node to be launched in addition to the main firewall, which will be automatically synchronized at the configuration level and will take over the load in the event of a failure of the primary node. A web interface is offered for administering and configuring the firewall, built using the Bootstrap web framework and Falcon MVC. GCompree version 25.0 is out, a free learning center for preschool and primary school children. The package provides 195 mini-lessons and modules, offerings from the simplest graphics editor, puzzles, and keyboard trainer, two lessons in mathematics, geography, and reading. GCompree uses the Qt library and is developed by the KDE community. Ready-made builds are available for Linux, macOS, Windows, Raspberry Pi, and Android. The 27th alpha release of the free game Zero AD is presented, featuring a real-time strategy game in the style of Age of Empires. The developers have decided to abandon the tradition of labeling all editions as alpha, and the next update will be labeled Zero AD Release 28. The existing functionality is polished and stable, and in terms of quality of implementation, Zero AD has long since left the alpha state. The game's source code was opened by Wildfire Games in 2009 under the GPL license. The game build is available for Linux, Ubuntu, Gentoo, Debian, OpenSUSE, Fedora, and Arch, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, macOS, and Windows. It supports network play and single-player play with bots on pre-modeled or dynamically generated maps. The game covers more than 10 civilizations that existed in the range from 500 BC to 500 AD. Non-code components of the game, such as graphics and sound elements, are licensed under the Creative Commons BY-SA license, which allows modification and use in commercial products provided that authorship is indicated and derivative works are distributed under a similar license. The OpenVox project develops a fork of the Puppet Configuration Management Automation System, allowing one to automate the administration of a group of servers and organize centralized execution of tasks such as user management, package installation, and configuration updates. The release OpenVox 8.11 is equivalent to a similar version of Puppet and can be used transparently as its replacement. The project code is written in Ruby and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. OpenVox is developed as a soft fork synchronized with the Puppet code base and remaining fully compatible with Puppet releases. The team that created the fork is currently working with representatives from Perforce, the owner of the Puppet project, to create a joint steering committee that will determine the direction of OpenVox and Puppet. Until the rebranding process and deployment of the testing system is completed, OpenVox is not recommended for production deployments in critical infrastructure. OpenVox supports the same commands, modules, extensions, and settings as Puppet. The reason for the fork is said to be a change in policy by Perforce, which acquired Puppet in 2022. Perforce stopped publicly distributing binary packages with Puppet in 2024, focused on developing an internal fork, and stopped developing the open source code base. The Puppet license remained the same, but the source code created by Perforce was no longer publicly available. Gparted Live 1.7.0 was published. It is designed to restore systems after failures and work with disk partitions using the partition editor Gparted. The distribution is based on the Debian SID package base as of January 31st. The distribution is from the developers of the GNOME partition editor and is updated after the formation of the next release of the main project. Gparted supports most file systems and partition types used in Linux. In addition to label management, editing, and creating partitions, Gparted allows you to reduce or increase the size of existing partitions without losing the data located on them, and will check the integrity of partition tables, recover data from lost partitions, and align the beginning of a partition along the cylinder boundary. Gparted 1.7 adds experimental support for the bcachefs file system. It also recognizes NBD block devices used to access a block device on another computer. Gparted Live 1.7 no longer supports 32-bit builds due to Debian SID ceasing support for i386 kernel packages. New packages bcachefs-tools, bcache-tools, and util-linux-extra are now included. The Linux kernel has been updated to version 6.12.11. To use all the features of the Gparted application, you need to have at least 640 megabytes of RAM. Scribus 1.7.0 is presented, providing tools for professional layout of printed materials, including tools for PDF generation and supports work with separate color profiles, CMYK, Spot Colors, and ICC. The program is written using the Qt Toolkit and is supplied under the GPLv2 Plus license. Ready-made binary builds are prepared for Linux as app image, macOS, and Windows. Branch 1.7 is presented as experimental. After final stabilization, a stable release of Scribus 1.8.0 will be formed. The Regolith Desktop 3.2 environment has been published, developed by the Regolith Linux developers. Regolith is based on GNOME Session Management Technologies, the i3 Window Manager, the PyCom and Sway Composite Servers, the i3 Bar Panel, the Rofication Notification System, the i3 Status-RS Status Bar, and the ILIA Program Launcher Interface. The project's code is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The project is positioned as a modern desktop environment developed for the rapid execution of typical actions due to the optimization of work processes and elimination of unnecessary clutter. The goal is to provide a functional but minimalistic interface that can be customized and expanded depending on the user's preference. Regolith may be of interest to beginners accustomed to traditional Windows systems, but may want to try frame window layout methods. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.